Hello, you're listening to a preview of Blocked and Reported. We talk about the WPATH files. You're only going to hear part of that conversation, so if you want to hear the rest of it and a discussion of the alleged problems in the New York Times reporting on Hamas and rape, if you want to hear this conversation in full, go to blockedandreported.org, where for just $5 a month and up, you get a bevy of benefits, including early ad-free access to the weekly free episodes, as well as three extra episodes like this one each and every month. That's blockedandreported.org. Best deal in media. Should we move on to something less controversial?
Yes, let's do it.
All right. So you have not read the WPATH files, correct?
I have not read them, no.
I'm guessing you saw people tweet about them. What did you discern from the tweets?
That there was a massive scandal unfolding based on this communications that were leaked from within WPATH. I did see a response put out. Stop me if we're going to get to this, by Marcy Bowers.
We are going to get to it.
Okay. Strange line. Strange line.
Yeah. I was,
you know what I'm talking about.
We've never discussed trans issues on the show before. So WPATH, World Professional Association for Transgender Healthcare, they're this complicated, tangled organization that writes
their Facebook group.
Their Facebook group, a very influential Facebook group. They write the Standards of Care for Transgender Healthcare, or what is called the Standards of Care, or SOC. The idea of the WPATH files is there's this major scandal. They were published by a group called Environmental Progress, founded by Michael Schellenberger. I originally knew him as like basically a heterodox environmental activist, sort of very pro-nuclear and stuff. He co-founded the Breakthrough Incident. He's also a big critic of the Bay Area, just as a place. He wrote Sanford Sicko.
He ran for governor. He did not win. Spoiler.
Wait, he didn't?
No.
Why have I've been calling him governor? I'm so embarrassed.
It's embarrassing.
He also has this group called Environmental Progress, and he has a very successful Substack-based publication called Public, which has more than 123,000 followers.
Damn.
Or readers, the bastard, subscribers, whatever calling them. It was Environmental Progress that published the WPATH files, which I found a little weird. They included this explanation that...
What is Environmental Progress?
I don't know.
Okay.
Here's how they explain why an environmental group did this. The short answer is that we are pro-human environmentalists, and our mission is to incubate ideas, leaders, and movements for nature, peace, and freedom for all. We thus work on a wide range of issues, from climate change to homelessness to freedom of speech, all of which constitute important aspects of our quote-unquote environment.
Oh, come on. That is like stretching the definition of environment a little too far.
I guess anything is the environment.
Yeah, the HDTV shows I watch about remodeling kitchens are actually environmental TV shows.
Yeah.
Okay, so who was the author of this?
Right, so...
He didn't write it. He
wrote the intro.
So who was the actual author of the WPATH files?
A journalist named Mia Hughes. So Hughes used to go by Mia Ashton. She has a pretty established online footprint as both a journalist and a gender critical activist. They wrote for Human Events, which is this pretty conservative website.
Wait, is she a they? You said they wrote.
She wrote for Hughes. She's definitely not a they. She wrote for Human Events, a conservative website, like pretty conservative, where she's listed as the lead on COSBAR's child safeguarding campaign.
And that is...
I can't... So it's lowercase c, lowercase a, capital W. I thought it was only like lefties who did like this weird capitalization thing. So it's a weirdly named group that is short for the Canadian Women's Sex-Based Rights.
Oh, I get it. Canada is lowercase. Women is uppercase.
Sex-based
rights is lowercase.
Okay. Well, anyway, so Mia Hughes, nay Ashton, is someone who has pretty pre-established views on this subject. I'm just describing, I'm not criticizing, but she's been pretty open about being an activist and has written a lot of stuff for outlets like the Post-Millennial on this subject.
Okay, so what's actually in the WPATH files?
Okay, so I should say, this is a packet of documents that a source has been shopping around for a while. I was provided with printed out copies of basically all the stuff that appears in the WPATH files about a year ago.
Did someone mail them to your house anonymously?
They were not mailed to me, but I obtained them. And so we're going to leave it at that. I obtained them, Katie.
You obtained them because someone gave them to you.
It doesn't matter.
And who is this anonymous source? You're going to give it up?
Yes, I'm going to say the name and social security number. This is behind the paywall. No, this is it was an activist who is a very ardent skeptic of youth gender medicine.
Okay, so the source doesn't necessarily tell us anything about the packet. I mean, activists can... on rare occasions provide useful information.
Yeah.
And you did nothing with this? Why?
I did not. There were a couple of reasons.
The WPATH files could have been hosted on blockedandreported.whatever.
Blocked and Reported Environmental Progress. So these files were mostly like, they're posts from the WPATH message boards. The point is anyone can join these forums because it costs like $225 or less to join WPATH. And so I was given just these posts by mostly random people I hadn't heard of, some of which were like pretty wacky, but it just wasn't clear to me that this really told us anything about WPATH or anything we didn't know. And it struck me, frankly, as like more trouble than it would be worth to actually like verify and report and choose what to redact and all that.
Okay, so you're lazy. That's the answer.
Mm-hmm.
So WPATH, World Professional Association for Transgender Healthcare. It sounds like maybe the P, the professional, should be excluded because anybody can join.
I mean, it's a there are a lot of professional organizations anyone can join, but like this is a pretty wide net. So, quote, full professional membership is available to professionals working in disciplines such as medicine, psychology, law, social work, counseling, psychotherapy, nursing, family studies, sociology, anthropology, speech and voice therapy, and sexology. So, like half the world, basically.
Okay, so the files are from random members' posts on these forums. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, there's some bigger names we'll get to, but it's mostly random stuff from random people.
Okay, what kind of stuff is in there?
So I'm not trying to be a nerd here, but like right off the bat, there's a problem. This is a packet of documents leaked from an online discussion forum by someone who is quite hostile to the organization that hosted that forum. You're getting a very cherry-picked subset of documents from these forums that presumably have tens of thousands of posts. And I'm not saying the source doesn't have every right to their own political views and to leaking documents that they think are damning, but you just have to be really careful in how you report on something like this.
So do you think Schellenberger and this Mia Hughes, nay Ashton, do you think they were careful?
I don't really think they were careful, no.
Why?
Okay, so they're not really transparent about this selection bias problem. They don't provide any information about who leaked them the files, other than that it was someone who liked Schellenberger's work on the Twitter files. They also don't provide any information about their attempts to like verify the contents of these posts. And they do this really annoying thing where they'll say something like, nowhere in the files does anyone talk about X or Y, as though this is damning. But you can understand why that not necessarily damning, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, the files themselves are just a snapshot of what's being discussed on these forums. So even if they're not in the files, X or Y could have been discussed elsewhere at a different time and it's just not included, right?
Yeah. It's like, it's. I'm not saying there's, like, you're not allowed to report on
this. To be clear, they probably didn't say X or Y. It's WPATH.
Well, maybe. Maybe not. I mean, it's just like, you don't know. It's a small, I mean, not tiny, but it's a pretty small packet of documents printed out screenshots of internal listserv postings without much broader context.
Okay, so let's get into the specifics here.
Okay, so there's a range of both random people, social workers, nurse practitioners, blah, blah, blah. I've got the unredacted files. Basically, what they did at Environmental Progress is they redacted most of the names. Weirdly, they redacted some big names like Florence Ashley, who's an activist and scholar in Canada, and Joanna Olson Kennedy, who's a physician and one of the biggest names in the field. But they also provide just like more than enough clues to know that's who they're talking about. There's definitely some weird stuff in there. For example, there are clinicians openly talking about doing gender nullification surgeries. I actually just got mine. Thank you for the card. So you know what that is, right?
I do. It's the Barbie surgery or is it the Kendall surgery?
Well, I guess it depends. What does Barbie have down there?
Exactly. You don't have an innie. You don't have an outie. You have nothing. It is null and void. You have a pee hole.
I mean, there's got to be a flap.
I mean, a hole probably. I mean, hopefully they don't fuck with the pee thing, the pee tube. But I mean, it's not like a eunuch situation because I think eunuchs still have their dicks. They just don't have their balls. It's a very strange idea. The fact that any clinician would perform this strikes me as much closer to like cutting off someone's limb. Anyway, go ahead.
Yeah. I'll read a little bit from the Twitter files. When Dr. Thomas Satterwhite, a renowned California surgeon, asked for the group's input for quote-unquote non-standard procedures such as, top surgery without nipples, nullification.
That's called the Marilyn Manson.
I shouldn't laugh. Top surgery without nipples. Thank you. That's it. That's all you get for the preview. If you want to hear the rest, go to blockedandreported.org and become a premium subscriber. Hope you enjoyed.